bold, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. These are just some of the words used to describe Sara Caltieri. Others could include award-winning singer, songwriter, recording artist, actor, and much, much more. She writes her own music, performed in venues all across the UK as both a musician and an actor, fronted 5 bands, and collaborated across a wide variety of genres. With an impressive resume like that, there's always something exciting happening for Sara Caltieri. So I thought, you know what, let's catch up and hear exactly how busy she's been lately. And you have been very, very busy, Sara.
I have actually. I didn't. It's funny as an artist because sometimes you think you've not done anything, but actually I look back on what I have done since the COVID pandemic broke out, and I still managed to release a lot of music and do all sorts of things.
Was it hard to do all the music during this time? Because I know you do some acting as well, and I know acting gigs were quite sparse throughout the pandemic. So was that why you focused more on music?
It's funny because I've been trying to basically focus more on music for quite a while. But if the acting jobs come up, you have to take them. So in a way, being locked down gave me an excuse to purely focus on the music and nothing else. I literally had no choice. I've managed to release, I think it's 4 singles actually in the past sort of 9 months.
That's a lot. And I feel like 2021 had such a strong start for you because you actually, I think, did you release a new single just at the beginning of the year?
I did, yes. And I released a new mastered version of my album as well. So I started the year off releasing a new remastered version of my album, Something I Couldn't Say. And then I went on to release my single Reflections. And then I went on to release another single, Yesterdays, which I actually co-wrote and co-produced with a great producer, Simon Bradshaw, who's just recently had a hit on the album with BTS, actually.
Yeah, BTS is a massive band.
Yeah, so it's just the most unbelievable magic has come from being thrown into a really chaotic situation. And I feel blessed actually that these doors sort of opened even though a lot of doors closed. We've just finished another single actually, Simon and I, which I'm just working on the release for. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that all sounds so exciting. And I know a little while ago you featured on Channel 4's Picking Up the Pieces series, and I feel like, was that quite an important moment in your career? Did you find that it opened even more doors than you had opened before?
That was quite interesting, actually. When I was legally registered blind, I was in the middle of pursuing my career as a singer and recording artist and doing a bit of acting. And this happened with my sight, and I just thought, you know what? I don't need my eyes to do everything I want to do. Yes, it's a bad situation, and it's, some people call it tragic. I don't. It was a blessing. It was a God-given gift to me, which sounds odd for somebody to say, but it was. If Channel 4 are going to approach me to do my life story, I want to tell it in my own words. I don't want anybody dramatizing my situation or trying to represent me in a way that made me look like a victim. I pioneered and worked and sweat blood and tears to become independent again, you know. They were very, very understanding, and they helped me tell the story in the way that I wanted to tell it. And in a way, yes, it did open a lot of doors, and I was able to go and do advocacy work and tell my story to inspire people. And I got my music broadcast and perform on television and things like that. Unfortunately, sometimes the media like to focus on the negative aspect of things, don't they? And so I pulled away from it. I thought, no, my story is not about the tragedy. It's about the triumph. And I didn't want to be portrayed as a victim. So I pulled away from it all and just, I went underground for a bit. and then resurfaced when I had my music and my album and my songs and my
because I feel like
recording.
I feel like you take control of the narrative so much, and I think that's really visible through not just your music but the image. It feels like you're saying, this is me, this is who I am. It's not really, there's nothing tragic about it. There's nothing tragic about the way you present yourself either.
No, and there's so many perceptions which are incorrect of partially sighted and blind persons. And that's other people's perceptions being dumped onto us. It's not fair to presume that because somebody doesn't have vision that their life is tragic. I've always wanted to say, actually, I lost my sight. My life actually improved for the better. It made me a better person. It made me a better artist. It's given me a purpose to try and go and inspire other people to get through the bad times. I lost my sight due to a life-threatening eating disorder. And to be quite honest, a lot of people don't come through it. They die. And I didn't. And I lived. And so I felt, right, I've been given this chance to say to people, you can get through that and you can get through this. And nobody's going to turn me into a victim and make me look tragic. Yes, I have partial vision, but it's not my identity. It's just the way I'm made, basically.
Yeah, it's just what makes you as a person. It's part of it. It's not the whole person.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's had such an amazing response. I always get, you know, if ever I've come on off stage or anything, that, you know, I've always had so many compliments. And, people saying, I love your style. And I've even had people coming up to me in the street saying, wow, your eye patch is so cool, you look awesome. It's changing that energy, isn't it, from, you know, being out with a white cane, if you like, and people sort of blessing us. I don't know if other people have had that. I've had that in the past, and it's been the complete opposite when I go out with my vibrant eyewear.
You're just making it a bit more cool, aren't you?
That was my intention. I thought, right, I'm going to make this look freaking awesome, you know. Freaking awesome.
Let's bring it back to your music. How would you describe your current sound? What can we expect from these new singles?
They're quite pop rocky. These are a bit more rocky than my last album. I think my last album was soft rock, and this is going more down the route of a bit more rugged, a bit more pop rock, a bit more lighthearted as well, a bit more fun.
Oh, that sounds, it sounds really good. And I feel like you're really bringing those kind of good vibes in at the end of the year, because we are coming to the end of 2021. So 2022 is around the corner. So what's in store for you for that year?
Touch wood, gigging. The live shows and the live stuff have kind of gone by the wayside a bit, and it's been extremely difficult to get up and running again, because obviously as soon as everything opened, everywhere's just got completely booked up. There's been a surge of people booking venues out, and so with the uncertainty of everything, it's been quite tricky. But I just want to be out amongst people next year, hopefully gigging all over the place as much as possible with all the new material.
So hoping this all happens in 2022, what would be the easiest way to kind of keep in touch what's coming up, maybe any gigs and all the new music?
The best place would be my website, which is www.sarahcaltieri.com. And my surname is spelled CALTIERI.com. That's probably the best place.
Oh, that's perfect, Sarah. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been so nice speaking. And you know what? Let's not put this off any longer, because we did promise we would play one of your tracks at the very end. So without further ado, here's Yesterday's by Sarah Caltieri.
Will you fly away? Will you think of me?